Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God take a two-time captain of the only back-to-back Rose Bowl championship teams in Stanford school history, a first-round draft pick, four-time NFL All-Pro, three-time Super Bowl middle linebacker from the Minnesota Vikings? How does God take a man like that to a career in evangelism and apologetics? This is the story of Jeff Seaman. He's here with his wife, Dawn, ready to share heart-to-heart with you, my friend, the working of God, the marvelous working of God in the intricate ways he's worked in their life. We pause at the beginning of our show, my friend, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Wherever you've been, whatever you've gone through, whatever challenges you faced, some that you've succumbed to, others that you've prevailed, or whatever it is, we're here to remind you that God loves you and he knows you. God loves you so much, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched Dawn and Jeff Seaman, he will touch your heart today. And it's our prayer and our hope that you would respond to Jesus, that you would open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as your Savior and Lord. Jeff Seaman graduated from Stanford in 1972. He got his degree in history. Since retiring from the Vikings, he earned a master's degree in Christian apologetics from Simon Greenleaf School of Law. He served as an area director with Search Ministries for over 30 years. Jeff is married to Dawn. They've been married for 45 years. By the way, they met at Stanford. They have four grown children, eight grandchildren, and they live in Edina, Minnesota. Jeff and Dawn, they attend Grace Church of Eden Prairie. Jeff and Dawn, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Jeff, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bakersfield, California, which is a city of about 100,000 now. It wasn't that big when I was growing up, but in the southern part of the San Joaquin Valley, kind of right, almost smack dab in the middle of California.
What was it like for you growing up there in Bakersfield?
Well, it was a good place to grow up, I think. Now, I will say that I kind of a turbulent family life. My mother was a severe alcoholic, and my dad a physician that had long hours and wasn't the kind of man that was given to opening up his inner life. And so it was a tough life. I had a brother, four siblings, a brother just after me who was a severe alcoholic, died an early death in his early 20s, drug-related, and a sister just below me who also struggled with alcohol abuse. So there was a lot of turbulence in the family background, but somehow, by God's grace, I survived it.
How about you, Dawn? Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Hawaii, in the paradise of the Pacific, and I had a pretty idyllic life. My father was a hotelman here on Waikiki, and I had one sister in a family that was very loving and it just gave me all that I needed emotionally as well as physically. So I was very blessed, very blessed.
Hmm. Jeff, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, I had respect for my father. He was an eye doctor, and a little less so for my mom, as I said, was a severe alcoholic. And so even though I had concern for her and so forth. It had a deep impact on our family, and so, you know, I tended to look toward. Early on in life, it was clear I was going to have some athletic future, and so I looked up to sports figures and so forth, like a lot of young boys do, and I did as well. My dad loved sports too, so, you know, it fit in nicely with my priorities and tendencies. So anyway, that was kind of growing up in Bakersfield in those days.
Briggs.
How about you, Don?
I'm sorry. My wife reminded me. She's my memory here. Probably one of the most influential people in my life was my high school football coach, Paul Briggs, who was a giant of a man in every way you could imagine, kind of a philosopher as well as a coach, and just a guy of great respect and dignity, and probably of all people in my early life, he was the one that influenced me most of all, I think.
Well, okay, so what would Paul Briggs say? You know, you mentioned he's somewhat philosophical, but what stands out? Things that he said, yeah. Things that he did.
Sure. Well, he was a coach, and but more than that, almost a philosopher. In fact, he would quote philosophers periodically. You know, he believed in giving of yourself to a cause greater than yourself. I think that was the theme that was eminent throughout that high school football, all through my three seasons there. Played freshman football my first year, and then 3 years with the varsity. So, you know, he just, he was a very moral man, and he taught a morality, not so much a spirituality, although there was behind it all, I think, was the belief in God in a very general way. And but anyway, just a guy of tremendous respect and admiration, not just by me, but by the entire team, as a matter of fact.
And Don, how about you? Who influenced you most there in your growing up years?
Well, I really would say my parents, for sure. They were, you know, people of great kindness and generosity, hospitality. My parents spent a lot of time with the people who came to the hotel repeatedly and brought them back to our home and entertained them. And my mom and dad brought me to church every Sunday, and so I had a belief in God, but it was really just that, just a kind of a generalized belief that there was a God out there, but I really didn't know a whole lot about him until later when I went to college. So, but it was I admired my parents so much, and really had a lot of respect for them.
Jeff, how did you become a Christian?
Well, it's a long story. I'll narrow it down here to just a minute or two. Mm-hmm. As I think I may have mentioned, I came out of an alcoholic family. My mother was a severe alcoholic. A lot of turbulence in the family. Four siblings, five of us all together. A lot of fighting and arguing and so forth that I recall. I also remember tremendous insecurity. Even though I had some assets and abilities and so forth, I just felt really insecure as a young man, and felt the only way out of this was to succeed. And so that was my path in life, was to, you know, God had given me some athletic ability, obviously, and so that was the route I was going to pursue. But also in terms of my academic life, I knew that was important too. So, you know, I fed those two things, and and I earned a sense of visibility in that high school, junior high, and then high school, and was respected, I think, but never felt secure. Always felt that I had to continue to prove that I was worthy of the respect and admiration of those around me. So anyway, that was my my approach to life, at least through high school, through that freshman year in college, first year at Stanford, when I came into a relationship with Christ, and that changed my life forever.
Was that with Campus Crusade?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was. Yes, I initially it was someone who came by my dorm room one day and shared their faith with me. I don't think that was Crusade necessarily, but it was shortly after that I got involved with Crusade and learned what it meant to follow Christ and how to share my own faith. And so that was a real delight for me, those four years at Stanford.
So what was it? What was it in the process that took an intellectual, an athlete of high stature, to open his heart to the Lord Jesus?
Yes. Well, I think we all do out of a point of need. All human beings have need, obviously. I think sometimes God gives us a greater measure of need. And for me, it was a devastating knee injury my freshman year at Stanford. The second game of the season, as a matter of fact, playing UCLA, I'll never forget it. You have four major ligaments in each knee. I tore 3.5 of them, if you can believe that. The doctor said when he opened my knee, you could look right down through the joint because all the connective tissue was gone. And it's rare that people recover from this. I didn't know how bad it was at the time. I'm glad I didn't. But it was the old terrible triad, you know, and usually you tear one, maybe two ligaments if it's really bad. Three is pretty unusual. And both cartilage, too, were torn. So that was how the Lord got my attention, and he really did. And I will add to this, I had dated a girl in high school in Bakersfield, California, where I grew up, and she eventually went to UC Davis, a college not far from Stanford, and she came to faith in Christ, I think, maybe her sophomore year in high school, and began sharing and praying with me. I wanted initially not to have anything to do with it, but after this incident, boy, the Lord had really brought me to my knees, obviously, and I think her prayers and, you know, God's direct intervention in my life, I came to real faith in Christ. As a result, I think the Lord used that knee injury primarily as a way of showing me the desperate need I had, well beyond a knee injury, but it was the knee injury that helped me understand, you know, my inherent human need for faith in Christ.
Definitely got your attention.
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
We talk about human needs quite often. These moments come in with points of debilitation, things that we certainly don't expect, never want, but when they happen, these life events, they are transforming. Today, dear one, as you listen to Jeff and Don Seaman, this time where we are graced by God to have their sharing heart to heart with us, perhaps you are facing one of those life-shifting moments. You see, Danny, you're saying it easy, man. You're saying it too light. This is a life-breaking moment for me. My life is falling apart. There are things that are coming apart at the seams, and I might have felt like stuff wasn't right, but now it's just unraveling. Well, dear friend, this is a God moment for you, because what the Lord has to share through Jeff and Don, I believe, will be a word that will bring you hope. And this hope is found in Jesus Christ. When we come back from our break, more from Jeff and Don. Jeff Seaman obviously recovered from that devastating knee injury. He became a consensus All-American his senior year. He won the Dick Butkus Award for the best collegiate linebacker. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. Now, did I mention Super Bowls? Did I mention All-Pro appearances? Jeff Seaman and his wife Dawn, when we come back. Stay with us.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, for any of you who are football lovers, NFL football fans, this is a time you really need to lean in, tune in. This is going to be a joyous moment for each of us. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. You say, Danny, what are you talking about, football? Well, this stand by. I've got Jeff Seaman and his wife, Dawn, with us today, the Good Life Radio program. Thanks for joining us today. You can find out more about our program. Maybe you tune in. You tune in to the last part of our previous segment, or maybe just tuning in right now. You can get this program in its entirety for free. It's a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, and I would say just pass it on. Share it with a family member or a friend as you enjoy our time together. Jeff, a walk back in time. What was it like playing for Bud Grant?
Well, you know, Bud has an image of being a real severe disciplinarian. People that have seen him from a distance see that there's almost never a smile on his face, and it's really not the right picture of Bud. Bud actually is, you know, he's humorous. He's got a real personality. He's a lot easier to play for than probably people would expect as they, you know, see him again from a distance. But, you know, he's consistent. He has certain beliefs about football and what's required, and he doesn't vary from those at all. So you know exactly what to expect. He was a great coach. You know, obviously you don't do exceedingly well without great players, too, and he had some of those. But I think there were certain qualities in Bud that caused a lot of us to really want to, you know, we all want to play well and we want to succeed and we want to give all that we have. But with Bud at the helm, I think there was an added incentive to do exactly that. And so he got the most out of his players.
Danny, I want to jump back for just a quick minute. So, Jeff, your injury is the second game of your
freshman football season at Stanford.
Okay. Yeah. So you have surgery sort of immediately?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you are ready to go again for your sophomore year?
I was.
On varsity?
Yeah, I was, amazingly. You know, tore, as I said, 3.5 of the 4 ligaments, ooh, 4 major ligaments in your knee. Usually a bad injury is 1.5 or 2 at the worst, but I tore 3.5. So it was,
you
doctor
know,
said.
Suzanne,
yeah, go ahead.
You make a good point when you ask that question, because especially back then, I mean, the surgery hadn't evolved to what it is today, right?
Right.
I mean, wouldn't it have, I mean, gosh, even in the 80s, one ligament might have taken 9 months, mm-hmm, they might say, to recover. So how did that happen? How did you recover so relatively quickly?
Right. I would have to say the Lord, mm-hmm, you know, beyond that. Dr. Bailing, who is a great doctor, he was a Stanford team doctor until actually fairly recently. I know he knows his work and he did a great job, but beyond that, I think the Lord was in this, because it's rare for someone to have such an injury like that and to even recover well enough to play football again. usually that's not in the question. You know, it's a matter of being able to run again. That's what I was told. If you can run again, you've done well. But here I was able to play again.
For 3 years, evidently without further injury to the knee?
Yeah, played 3 years at Stanford.
And then how about
11,
with the Vikings?
11 in the pros. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Okay, back to the Vikings.
Yes.
Alan Page, what was it like playing with him?
Well, you know, Alan was a great defensive tackle. He was known for his tremendous quickness, just off the ball. As soon as that ball was snapped, he was in the backfield. And I think that was really the source of his greatness. He was, for a middle linebacker, it could be a bit of a challenge because Alan, you know, every lineman, every end linebacker has a hole, H-O-L-E, that you're responsible for. And so every hole is filled by either a linebacker or a defensive lineman when the ball snapped. And Alan, he was a little bit of a freelancer, so you never quite knew where he was going to go. But he was so quick that it was just hard to block him. And so, you know, I think the defensive coaches let him get away with a lot of the freelancing. And it wasn't all that much freelancing, but there was some freelancing. But he was a great player and played a long time. And as a result, he's been a perennial All-Pro, is and was a perennial All-Pro.
And he had you back there for him too, huh?
Hopefully, hopefully, yeah. And you, others. I wasn't alone in them.
Yeah, you contributed to his freedom.
That's one way to put it, I guess.
Hey, so Jeff, Suzanne, you know, not many people have the perspective that Jeff Seaman has, meaning that he was able to stare Kenny Stabler and Bob Greasy and, I mean, we're talking
Terry
Bradshaw. Eye to eye. Eye to eye. Jeff, what was it like? I mean, these come to mind.
Sure.
What was it like staring them eye to eye? Well, let's say Kenny Stabler in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What went through your mind? What did you feel?
Well, a lot of anxiety, I'll have to confess. I wish I had been a player that put all fear out of my mind, but I wasn't able to do that. And I think that maybe that's motivated, you know, being able to play reasonably well, too. And I think all people out there usually are fairly fearful, you know, it's just because the enormity of whether it be just a regular season game or a playoff game or the Super Bowl, you know, the highest level, there's so much pressure. And I think being able to deal with the pressure is such a big part of, you know, the being able to succeed in the NFL or in college or high school, frankly, for that matter. So Kenny Stabler.
Yeah,
For the Oakland Raiders and Terry Bradshaw, for the Steelers, and then who am I
Bob
missing?
Greasy.
Bob Greasy for the
Miami Dolphins.
My wife's a better fan than I am. So.
But Danny, I want to tell you, I'm sitting across the counter here from a very good-looking hulky guy. I'm kind of thinking about what those guys were thinking, looking back at Jeff. This was no small deal.
He was staring him down, too.
I think so.
I was mincemeat compared to some of those guys.
God call you? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead,
I think you're there. I want to know how Don got to know Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly, we were talking about needs, and we all have needs. And I think my needs were filled most of my life by, as I said, my parents, my loving sister. And, you know, I've heard a lot of testimonies before, and a lot of people say they had, like Jeff, had a difficult childhood and, you know, wished that they had loving parents, and I had it all. But I went away to college and spent a year kind of making friends and going out on dates and going to school and...
Stanford, by the way, was 3 men to 1 woman. Maybe 4 to 1. I'm not sure.
And so I really, by my sophomore year, I was in need. I knew that I had a need that my parents couldn't fill, my sister couldn't fill, dating couldn't fill. And I was just really, I was searching. And my roommate, his father, was a pastor in Palo Alto. She was from nearby Stanford, and she said, why don't you come to church with me on Sunday night? And I did. I hadn't gone to church once since I had gone to college, just because nobody really was. And so, and who would be there but the man I'm sitting next to giving his testimony about how he came to know Jesus as his personal Savior. And I have heard that testimony 1,000 times. It's very clear how to accept Christ. But for some reason, it says there's a veil over our eyes, and they still had that veil. I wanted what he had, but I didn't know how to get there. And so I did go home and prayed that night. I had always prayed, and I said, God, I want what that guy has, but I don't know how to do that. And bring someone into my life that will explain that to me. And I know this sounds kind of unreal because it's so amazing, but literally, I don't know if it was 1 week or 2 weeks, but it was within 1 or 2 weeks, I got a call from a young man named Jeff Seaman, who, because of somebody else who had encouraged him to ask me out on a date, he asked me for a date. He didn't even know I was at that church service. It was totally the Lord. And so we went out. I asked him a bunch of questions about his faith, and he encouraged a Campus Crusade young woman to meet with me for lunch. And that day, in the middle of hundreds of people at an outdoor area for eating, Tresseter Union, this girl went over the four spiritual laws with me about how God loved me and loved me so much he died for me, and that I just needed to accept that gift of love and salvation. And I did. And praise God. I mean, we continued to date, and we had decided that we wanted to put God first. We went to a bunch of conferences on Christian marriage and living a Christian life, and we got married about a year later. Praise God, here in Hawaii, as a matter of fact. So
it was quite a catch, by the way.
I always say he loved Hawaii, and I was the closest way to get there.
No,
so
no. Although I did love Hawaii. That was way down the list.
Yes. So God was very present in that relationship.
Did you know, Don, that his path would eventually or possibly lead to the NFL?
You know, that was certainly, evident that he was probably going to play. We didn't know where, but yes, I did. And I liked football, and I certainly enjoyed watching him play, but I didn't have any idea it would be 11 years. I thought, well, maybe a few years, and then we'll go on to something else, but you know, God did use him, and really did use him those 11 years that he was playing. He spoke it. I always say, every father-son banquet, every, FCA huddle. I mean, he was very, very active all those years, and of course, since then has been as well with Surge.
Were you married in college?
No, we had just both graduated.
You had graduated. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, who wouldn't want to have Jeff Seaman come? I mean, he was on the Christian talk circuit, is what I'm hearing, and they wanted it to hear him. But when we come back from our break, more from Jeff and Don Seaman. When you think about football, when I think about football, and maybe someone today listening is sort of going back with me during this time, you think about bone-crushing hits on people like Mark Van Egan or Larry Zonka or Franco Harris. And if they were playing the Vikings, it was laid by Jeff Seaman. But the Lord, in the cracking of bones, in the cracking of pads, was working in people's hearts, breaking things down so that hearts will be softened for the gospel. And Jeff is here to share, Jeff and Don, what the Lord has done after retiring from the NFL. A new ministry emerged for their lives that spans decades. Even to this day, the ministry of Jeff and Don Seaman still continues. And I believe will continue to grow strong for the Lord. And we're blessed to have them with us today, speaking heart to heart with you, with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
During the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Two Rose Bowl championships, three Super Bowls. I mean, can you imagine being the wife of an NFL player playing at that level? Well, then you would want to hear more from Dawn Seaman. She's the wife of Jeff Seaman. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Thanks for joining us today. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Thanks for your time. Thanks for sharing in this moment with us. Jeff and Dawn, after 11 seasons with the NFL, how did God call you to full-time ministry?
Well, I mentioned I'd come to faith in Christ as a freshman at Stanford, and so got involved with Campus Crusade for Christ and small groups, had a ministry on the team, and when I came to the Vikings, I felt nothing really had changed. God had, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, the Lord has called us to be a fragrance unto Him. And so I wanted to do that among my Viking teammates too, even though, frankly, I'll tell you, I was quite intimidated, you know, seeing a lot of these grizzly old veterans and the lifestyles and the language and everything you could just imagine. And yet, you know, I just assumed that if I would be faithful, that the Lord would give me opportunity, and He did over that period of time. And so, you know, as time went on and I began to see the end of my career, I had to start thinking about what I was going to do with my life. I knew that whether I was going to be in the secular world or the sacred world, I would always be a follower of Christ. That would be preeminent in my life, and I would use whatever platform that He gave me as a way to honor Him and promote his name. As a search staff person, you know, which I now am, you know, that's what we are really called to do, is to help We work primarily with lay people, but to help them honor Christ and promote the name of the Lord, where whatever they're doing among the people that they're rubbing shoulders with, either in neighborhoods or in the business world, to love people, to pray for them, to seek to find ways to into their lives. And often it's, frankly, it's through the problems of life where people begin to see their real need. And anyway, that's kind of how we have operated in Search Ministries. A lot of small groups. We have a large event we do, probably monthly. We call it Straight Talk, which is maybe populated by 400 or 500 people. And a lot of the people that come are people that we would call seekers, people that really haven't settled for themselves whether there is a God, whether Jesus Christ is his son. And so there usually is opportunity at those events to at least draw close to Christ, if not place their faith in Christ at those, we call it Straight Talk event.
Share a little bit more about maybe one or two examples of people who have come as seekers to a Straight Talk event.
Sure.
And eventually you led by God to lead them to Christ.
You bet. Yes. Well, let's see. There was actually a couple people on our staff right now are people that had come to one of these Straight Talk events without, having settled things in their own mind as to if there is a God, if Jesus Christ is his son. And so we're really introduced to Jesus Christ through the ministry of our, as I said, our Straight Talk ministry, which is part of Search Ministries. And over time, usually our strategy is to invite these people to be involved in a small group. And this group is typically a group of similar people that are still, we call it kicking the tires, mm-hmm. Have an opportunity to come and ask questions and even if they have objections, to be able to share those objections freely without feeling as though someone's going to, jump down their throat. So there's a freedom to do that. And then over time, as we pray for these people, as we share, sometimes during the course of the small group meeting, sometimes it might be a lunch, a breakfast at another time, by God's grace, we see a lot of these people come to faith in Christ and really, stick their necks out and then begin to have a ministry in their own circle of relationships. We really encourage people to begin to pray for those in their own world, those that don't have a relationship with Christ, or at least don't seem to have a relationship, and begin to pray for opportunities that God would provide to begin to have conversations with these people, and ultimately, as we pray and have conversations, be able to share our faith in Christ with them. And the Lord's really been faithful over these many years, as we've seen scores and scores and scores of people come to a real salvation through Jesus Christ.
And even some of them coming on staff.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah,
yeah. They, wonderful.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've come full circle, and it's been a joy to be a part of all this.
What lessons has the Lord taught you in 45 years of marriage? Of course, now you span marriage in as NFL athletes and family, and now marriage in ministry.
And now you're going to direct that to Dawn first and let her talk about that, aren't you, Danny?
I can. I can answer that. Doesn't matter if your husband is in, football or the business world or any other world, there are always issues and in marriage and, parenting. And we have certainly gone full on with that. I think the stress of 11 years playing, that is difficult on a marriage. But again, we were a team on that team. I love to have people in our home, and we had many players come, and we had potluck dinners and Bible study. And so that really drew us together. And But I think just the fact that we prayed together about the season and what he was going to do during the off season, and then that transition to ministry was a faith producing one, because we knew God would show us. We sort of thought it would be before it happened, and as God often does, he just tells you when you need to know. And so we, after that year of his master's in Christian apologetics, it was just a God thing that brought us to search, and ministering together for those 30-some years, or have been 33 years, we have gone through, you know, the normal things of life, parenting, difficulty in parenting. We have a daughter who is a single mom and going through all that, and grandchildren appearing, and just all the things that everybody goes through. But to put that under the framework of a how God, okay, Lord, we have this in our lives. Now what do you want us to do with it? So we were a team, always have been a team doing that. And, I mean, I think God has blessed our marriage with an openness to one another. We are best friends, and we enjoy being together. We're not perfect. We've certainly had our challenges, but
what? Come on. Far from is, perfect.
But it is, you know, that's two. God uses that. I mean, one of the sweetest ministries we've had is with people whose children have had children without being married, and we have, you know, loved coming alongside of people and with couples with that situation, as well as with, you know, other situations, that things that have gone on. So God has really blessed our ministry together, for sure.
Don, Jeff, Suzanne, let's go a little bit deeper. Someone may be feeling this right now as we speak. Maybe in a husband-wife relationship, there may be a period right now of discouragement because and things may have been going so well. You know, maybe they've done some repair work in the past and they've been doing so well. Maybe even in parenting. The parent-child relationship has been going so well. Maybe it's a teenager right now. And just, you know, something takes place and it seems like there's an ignition and an explosion. And it makes a parent feel like, man, I'm starting way back there again after all the progress that was made. Maybe a wife feels that she said something to her husband, or a husband said or did something and knows that it just horribly offended his wife. And they're discouraged. And they think, they may be believers even right now. And they're thinking, how could I? And all of these thoughts swirl in their minds and they feel like giving up. What would you say to them in that situation? Have you ever been there? Can you relate? If so, what would you say?
Well, for sure, we're promised by the Lord that, you know, in this world, there will be tribulation. I think that comes with the territory. I think if we're not preaching that to new converts, then we're not being honest with them. This is a terribly fallen world, and we carry some blame with us too, frankly. You know, we're still fallen people, being transformed by the love of Christ. I'm not the same person I was. I thank God for that. I've got the Holy Spirit who's continuing to work on me over time, but I am not a perfect person, and I will make mistakes, you know, some of them intentional, some of them unintentional. And God continues through Christ to be I'm a work in progress, and we all are. And so I think, first of all, we need to own up to the fact that we are, even as followers of Christ, who seek to help others come to the same saving relationship, that we are also a work in progress, who constantly need to be dependent on the Holy Spirit as we go from day to day. So I think that is really crucial and critical. I've seen a lot of Christians kind of crash and burn, I think, frustrated by their own fallenness. And, you know, we need to remind them that this is, you know, we kind of drag this into our new life in Christ. And over time, we by God's grace, we see a winnowing process taking place where he's building into our lives and removing some of these difficult issues that used to plague us. But it often takes time and takes you know, a lot of people, you know, even in this life, never are able to exercise all of their demons, even as followers of Christ. When I say demons, I'm talking about problems that plague us in life. So So, you know, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus says, I've overcome the world. And so we will continue to tribulate, mm-hmm. but Don, also rejoice.
Mm-hmm. How about your perspective?
Yes, well, I would agree with Jeff for sure. I think that, you know, having the attitude of wanting to, I want to be the best wife I can be, the best helpmate I can be to Jeff. And if I'm going to have resentment or bitterness or hold grudges, I can't be that. And so I think when we have come across difficulties, of which we have, I think the best thing I have done is to, you know, to come to him in a honest and loving position of openness and say, you know, I'm struggling. This is something we need to work on, or something that we can, we need to do to be different, to act differently toward one another, or to treat people, treat each other differently. So, I have to say, I'm very thankful. I have a husband who listens to that and takes it to the Lord, and I know some women do not, and for them, I have had relationships, friendships with women like that. But to take that to the Lord and continue to pray and be the kind of person that Jesus wants us to be in that marriage, I think, you know, there is no simple answer, but God is the answer ultimately. Jesus is the answer, and he will be there, you know, for each of us in the difficulties, whatever that is, whether it's with our husbands or our children or relationally. You know, I think that's just trusting God, and as Jeff said, realizing that, you know, we have some blame of our own to acknowledge, but also just trusting that he will be there for us.
And waiting really with open arms.
Yes, yes.
Beckoning us. Yeah. Come to me. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
Thank well, these right. are words of hope from mm-hmm. Jeff and Dawn Seaman. When we come back from our break, we'll strengthen ourselves by God's grace, strengthen one another in the Word, and strengthen one another in a time of prayer. Maybe at this moment you say, "Ah, Danny, I need some oxygen, man. I need some oxygen in my life, the oxygen of prayer, someone praying for you, someone reminding you that you're not alone." Well, Jeff and Dawn are here, sent by God at this moment. For such a time as this, in the name of Christ, dear friend, to remind you of the love of God for you and the presence of God in your life, in your situation right now. When we come back, more from Jeff and Dawn and Suzanne and myself, a word from the scriptures and a time of prayer. Jeff and Dawn Seaman, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back with more.
Yeah, his last name is Yashua.
Economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, Jeff and Don Seaman are with us. We've got just a few moments left, Jeff and Don. Your favorite scriptures in those times when you need to strengthen yourself or strengthen one another in the Word amidst periods of discouragement?
Well, one that I think Don and I have shared over time is 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 12, where the Apostle Paul tells us that we have this.
Jeff,
yes.
Come closer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you.
Unravel here. I was saying that one of the scriptures that Don and I have, I think, leaned on through some of the struggles of life that we have faced is 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 12, where the Apostle Paul says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels or jars of clay to demonstrate that the ultimate treasure is Christ.
Can you just read it for
me,
Jeff?
I
think our listeners need to hear that.
Absolutely, yeah. I've got to find the right translation here. Okay. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. And it goes on to say that we are persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus might be manifested in our mortal bodies. So death is at work in us, but life in you. I think the idea there is that the Christian will often bear the burden of the non-believer and you know, face some of the death that they're experiencing to produce ultimately life, so that individual can see that they're forgiven and that there is hope at the end of the rainbow and that God will prevail in the end.
And I want our listeners to know you didn't need to read it. He did that from memory. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Don, do you have a favorite scripture?
Yes. Well, my favorite scripture is Matthew 5:16 about we're to be instruments of joy for this world, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. But my recent one, which I have been holding on to, is Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I think as we get older and we have more difficulties in life and more disappointments, we need God's hope. And that's it comes from him, that he has a plan, he's in charge, he knows what he's doing, and I can trust in him. So,
Sometimes
Don, can you lead us in a prayer? We've just got a few minutes left, a couple minutes. If you can pray, and then, and Jeff, you pray as well, and we'll wrap up that way. Pray for someone today.
Father, we thank you for this time together in which we could share the great hope we have in Christ. Lord, we know that you are ultimate, the giver of all good things, and that, Lord, any hope we can have in this world and the next is rooted in you. So, Father, I'd pray for anyone that's listening today that they would understand and draw close to you. You have told us, Lord, that you're always available, and all we need to do is to repent of our sin and to open our lives and hearts to you. And so, Lord, I pray that there are any out there listening, even today, that they would take that step of faith and receive you into their lives, you who are knocking at the door of our lives and always available to open that door and come in and be with them. And so, Lord, we ask that even today.
Don?
And Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to share our love for you with others today. And thank you for the blessing of life in you. And be with those who are here listening, Lord. May they have hope that they do have a future with you.
Yes, yes. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jeff and Don Seaman praying for you, dear friend. And it really is our heart, for you in the name of Christ and Christ's presence touching your heart today in a very unique way. I've been blessed, haven't you, by our time together with Jeff and Don Seaman. Heartfelt words. Again, Jeff and Don Seaman, my friend, you know God's timing. Hey, God's timing is perfect. And we believe there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Jeff and Don Seaman. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.